guys. Dear guys.
Well, we're going to bring up another member of Space Happens, Mr. Nathan Thompson.
Yeah. Sorry. Quick host note. He has asked us to refer to him as the token testicles. So please only call him that.
Thanks. So to start off with, sorry, your princess is another castle. Which one? There's eight. You could have told me and saved it. That has absolutely nothing to do with what I'm going to say. It's just something popped in my head. Okay. So.
Comedy.
Yeah. I made a very close friend of mine angry the other day, and if you knew him, you'd realize how incredibly difficult that is to do. I've seen him frustrated before. I've seen him truly angry maybe twice in all the time I've known him, and one of those times was directed right at me. So, some context. Growing up, I was incredibly shy, something that I'm absolutely sure absolutely no one in the nerd community has any relation to whatsoever. I was picked on, bullied, scorned, derided, and mocked for things like, for example, my thesaurus-like vocabulary. I didn't have cable growing up. I had PBS. Yeah, so when people talked about MTV or Ren and Stimpy, I tactfully ran the other way. I talked about Are You Being Served? I talked about Long Ago and Far Away. I talked about fairy tale theater. And I learned very quickly that the best way to make myself different was to be myself. So for the better part of a decade and a half, my lips were sealed about the things that I loved. Several times now, I have been privy to a viewing of an amazing speech given by Will Wheaton about the virtues of being a geek. I've read the webcomic Fans, I've seen the documentary Trekkies, I've heard time and time again the simple refrain that underscores the entire nerd community. The cliche that labels us is labeled me, since I first saw Peter Davison stick a celery stick to his lapel. We are so excited to share what we love with others. And that was what got my friend so angry at me, because I tried to tell him a joke that I loved. It was a brilliant joke, and it was from a Sherlock episode he hadn't seen yet.
Aww. That's his problem. That's
gonna... Okay, fair enough. Some more context. My parents have seen Game of Thrones. I still haven't. Everyone says it's good. No one will tell me why. No one will talk to me about Game of Thrones. Spoilers. They don't want to ruin it for me. So they stop the conversation. I ask questions about the people, the places, the events. Their lips are sealed. Somehow, and I do not know how, the one thing that, as far as I was aware, that made us nerds, geeks, dorks, our passionate willingness to talk for hours to anyone about everything that we love has been hamstrung. And you know what? I know what happens at the Red Wedding. No. I looked it up online. If that book, if that scene is now ruined for me, I'm sorry, it's not a good scene. There, I said it. I didn't like The Sixth Sense. Why? Because I knew two things about that movie going into it. It had ghosts in it. And there was an amazing twist at the end, oh my god. And when I figured it out in the first 5 minutes, or maybe 10, I forget, the rest of the movie was a fairly standard paranormal thriller. Nothing special. That movie was great because of the twist. The movie was the twist. It's the movie that I think the word spoiler actually applies to. And thanks in part to that movie's success, we have entered a point in time where having a plot twist is now cliché. I found myself watching movies and TV shows thinking, so is the twist going to be that there isn't a twist? That it's actually what it looks like? So I wondered, maybe we should refocus. Maybe we should stop caring about spoilers. I feel like they divide us into those that know and those who do not know. They give us stories that aren't mysteries, they're surprises. And while I understand the value of experiencing something in the moment, and Luke, I am your father, oh my god, Oh, no, I just lost my place. Perhaps we're losing too much in treasuring these things above all else, the fetishizing of them. Perhaps we should be able to share the stories we experience and enjoy without fear of ruining anything for other people. Maybe we should care less about what happens next and more about how it happens. And I was going to put my money where my mouth is to end this. I wrote a novella about a year ago, The Watch in the Sand, on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Smashwords, fine bookstores everywhere. And there's a surprise ending, a mystery gets solved. But when my friend got angry, I asked him why. Why did he care about spoilers? And he said he didn't like spoilers because that's not how the author wants me to hear the story. They're telling the story. Don't steal it from them. Let them tell it the way they want to. He was right. I suppose cliche number two is how certain we all are about the proper way to be a fan. I don't understand spoilers. It's just not in me, I guess. And I've always respected other people's choices, but sometimes it's hard for me. It was the better part of 18 years before I found another person who'd even heard of Doctor Who. And this was before Eccleston's strong nose graced American shores. I was 21 before I found somebody who'd ever read the Dragonlance books. I was 16 before I found somebody who played D&D, only one though. So we couldn't play until I was even older and we managed to find two others. I finally met someone last year who'd heard of Are You Being Served? He's from England. I have yet to meet anybody else who has ever heard of Long Ago and Far Away. Anyone? I don't like things that divide us. But I've come full circle. So, out of my respect for Gaiman, Miller, Abrams, Barton, all the others, and not least of which, in any way, shape, or form, all my friends who care about spoilers, my lips are sealed again.
Nathan? I remember being like 10 or so, and my best friend had just kind of seen The Sixth Sense because her mom let her see PG-13 movies. And I remember her saying in the car, we were sitting in the back seat of a car, and she looked at me, she was like, and the ending it, oh, do you want me to ruin it for you? I was like, yeah, I'm probably never going to see it. It's already been out in theaters for like a month. And she was like, oh, and she like told me the ending. And I was like, interesting. And I'd never seen it. And so it worked out great for me. I got the same effect as having seen the entire movie. I